Okay, so are you ready to get into some serious mental training with this deep dive?
I am always ready to level up.
Me too. I think this one, Inner Excellence by Jim Murphy, is going to be really good. You know how much I love a good self-improvement book.
I do. And this one, from what I've heard, it's not just the usual feel-good fluff.
Right. It seems like it's actually got some pretty solid techniques in there, like
Yeah.
stuff you can actually use, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Not just like think positive and all that. This one seems to go deeper, more practical.
Totally. So it's all about mental training. But, and this is the cool part, it's not just for athletes, which is what we usually think of with that kind of thing.
Right. It's for anyone who really wants to, I guess, kind of master their mind and use it to get better at, well, life,
Yeah,
basically.
exactly. And I mean, who doesn't want that?
Seriously.
So I guess the big question is, like, what does that even mean? Mental mastery, I mean, what
Yeah.
does that actually look like?
Well, the way I see it and how the book sort of frames it is that it's about, I guess self-mastery. It's not about controlling everything that happens around you.
Oh, right. Because you can't do that anyway.
Exactly. You can't control external stuff, but you can control how you react to it.
Okay, that makes sense.
So mental mastery is about learning to respond, I guess, effectively, no matter what's going on.
Okay, yeah. So instead of just being reactive and letting your emotions go crazy.
Exactly. You're choosing how you want to respond.
I like that. So how do we do that? Does the book give any specific, like, strategies? Because I don't know about you, but I definitely have those moments where I feel totally hijacked by my emotions.
Oh, for sure. All the time.
So how do we get out of that?
Okay, so one thing the book talks about is reframing negative self-talk.
Oh, yeah, that inner critic we all have.
Ugh, the worst, right?
The worst.
But the key is first to notice when it's happening, when you're spiraling into those negative thoughts.
Right, because usually it's just happening on autopilot.
Yeah, totally. So first you have to become aware of it, and then you can start to consciously choose a more empowering thought.
Okay, I see. So instead of saying, like, I'm going to mess this up, you'd say.
You could try something like, I've got this, and even if I make a mistake, it's a chance to learn.
Okay, that's good. I actually have been trying to do that, and it's amazing how much of a difference it makes.
Right. It's like you're taking back control of your own mind.
Totally. Okay, so that's one technique. What else does the book talk about?
Well, it also dives into how to overcome obstacles. And this is, I think, where it gets really interesting because it goes beyond just like willpower, you know?
Right, because that only gets you so far.
Exactly. It's about building mental habits that actually support your goals.
Okay, so what kind of habits are we talking about?
For example, let's say you're terrified of public speaking. Like
Never
it
have.
makes you break out in a cold sweat just thinking about it.
Oh, yeah, I know that feeling.
Right. So instead of just trying to force yourself to do it, the book suggests a technique called progressive desensitization.
Okay, what's that?
Basically, you start small. Like maybe you practice your speech in front of a mirror, then maybe you try it with a friend, then a small group.
And eventually you work your way up to like
Yeah.
a whole auditorium full of people.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So you're gradually exposing yourself to the thing you're afraid of, but in a controlled way.
I see. So it's not just about like throwing yourself into the deep end and hoping for the best.
No, it's about breaking it down into smaller, manageable steps.
That makes a lot of sense. And I bet as you master each step, you start to feel more confident.
Exactly. And that fear starts to lose its power.
This is great. Okay, so we've talked about reframing negative thoughts and building mental habits. What else is in this mental mastery toolkit?
Well, this is where it gets a little bit, maybe a little woo-woo for some people, but stick with me.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Lay it on me.
The book talks about training your subconscious mind.
Training your subconscious. Okay, I'm not gonna lie, that sounds a little out there, but I'm open to it.
I know, it sounds kind of crazy, right? But it's actually based on some pretty solid psychological principles.
Okay, so how does it work?
Well, the idea is that our subconscious mind plays a huge role in our behavior, right?
Okay, yeah.
But the problem is we're often operating on autopilot. We're letting old patterns and beliefs dictate our actions.
Oh, yeah, I've definitely been there.
So what this book suggests is that we can actually tap into that subconscious power and align it with our conscious goals.
Okay, so how do we do that? Are we talking hypnosis or something?
Hypnosis can be a tool, yeah, but this book focuses more on techniques like visualization and affirmations.
Oh, okay. I've heard of those.
So with visualization, you're basically creating a vivid mental picture of yourself achieving your goal. And you engage all your senses. What do you see, hear, feel?
Like a mental movie.
Exactly. And by repeatedly experiencing this movie, you're essentially programming your subconscious to believe that it's possible.
It's almost like tricking your mind into thinking it's already happened, right?
Kind of, yeah. And affirmations work in a similar way. You repeat positive statements that are aligned with your goals.
So something like, I am confident and capable.
Exactly. And by repeating these phrases, you're gradually replacing those old limiting beliefs with new, empowering ones.
I mean, I'm not sure if I completely buy into all of this, but it is kind of fascinating.
I get it. It definitely takes a little bit of an open mind.
But I'm starting to see how all of this fits together. It's about taking control of your thoughts, building positive habits, and then even influencing your subconscious to work with you rather than against you.
And one of the things I really appreciate about this book is that it emphasizes doing all of this with love, wisdom, and courage.
Love, wisdom, and courage.
Yeah. It's not just about achieving your goals at any cost. It's about getting there in a way that aligns with your values. It's about being fulfilled.
So it's not just about the what, but the how.
Absolutely. The journey matters just as much as the destination. And that's what makes these principles applicable to everyone, no matter what their specific goals are.
Yeah, that's a really good point. So for our listener who's out there thinking, okay, this all sounds great, but I'm not an athlete or a CEO, how does this apply to me? What would you say to them?
I would say, think about any area of your life where you feel stuck, or any area where you want to improve. It could be your relationships, your health, your finances, your creativity, whatever it is, these mental tools can help you break through those barriers.
I love that. So it's really about becoming more resilient, more confident, more in control of your own life.
Exactly.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into inner excellence, I think the big takeaway is that it's not just about achieving more. It's about becoming more.
I love that. And the great thing is you don't have to do it all at once. Just start with one small thing.
Yeah, like pick one technique from the book that resonates with you and try it out this week.
Exactly. Just one small step.
You never know. It could make all the difference.
It really could. You might just unlock your own inner excellence.
I like that. Okay, well, that was a really insightful deep dive.
I agree. I feel like I learned a lot.
Me too. And hopefully our listeners did as well.
I hope so.
All right. Until next time.
See you then.